The 10% stamp duty hike on investment funds buying more than 10 houses was passed by the Dáil last night after some heated exchanges with opposition. Here's Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue telling deputies that without the exemption for apartment buildings, there could be a risk that funding for projects wouldn't be secured.
This is an important exemption, as in its absence, there is a significant risk that developers would exit from the apartment building market, that projects would no longer be viable, and an important element of our future housing strategy would be lost. Research carried out by my own department indicates that the financing problem for owned or housing in traditional housing estates is much less significant.
Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue. There were three Sinn Féin amendments to the government's motion, all defeated. Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, Piers Doherty, said the government's housing plan was designed to fail.
You didn't want to go here, you don't want to be here, and you're only reacting to the public anger, which is evident over the last number of weeks. So you've designed something that is designed to fail. You've also made so many exemptions, it is unbelievable. Forward purchases are not to be included. They all get the sweetheart deal in terms of stamp duty that is in place. And you know damn well that forward purchases amounts to thousands upon thousands of homes.
Sinn Féin finance spokesperson Piers Doherty there. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham has more on these developments. It's certainly the political hot potato of the day, the motion now carried by the government last night, and we got a flavour there of the debate, Paul, and the row in particular over the exemption for apartment buildings.
Yeah, the opposition parties were united on this one, Anya. The vast bulk of their time was spent pouring scorn on the government's proposals. They argued basically that the 10% stamp duty hike didn't go far enough. It should be 17%. As you said, apartments should be included and that these investment funds should be subject to capital gains tax as well. Now, Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue both opened and closed the debate, and he disagreed with all of those arguments. But in particular, he was zoning in on that issue of apartments. And he was saying the government had to strike a balance, as otherwise these investment funds could leave, supply could dry up, and we would be in a far worse place than we were before. And it was notable that he was far more combative on that particular issue by the end of the debate than he was at the beginning. You know, Sinn Féin did try to make motions, but they were fairly easily defeated. I mean, the coalition parties stuck together and got some support from some regional independent groups, so they got it over the line. But I guess probably the best way of expressing it is the battle's over, but the war most certainly continues.
And the Green votes were solid, because there'd been some speculation, hadn't there, about there being unhappiness amongst some Green TDs about the exemption for apartments.
Yeah, there had been some concern expressed at Cabinet, but that didn't translate into a problem when it came to the votes. Dara O'Brien, the Fianna Fáil Housing Minister, went to talk to them yesterday afternoon and basically get them on board. I spoke to a number of Green Party TDs beforehand, and they felt that they had laid down a marker, and it was up to the Minister now to make some changes. But there was no problem with it when it came to voting.
And Dara O'Brien, of course, a Fianna Fáil minister, but he was speaking to all three of the coalition parliamentary parties about housing yesterday. How did that go?
Yeah, I mean, it's unusual but not unprecedented for a minister from one government party to head off and talk to another. I mean, it's rare. The independent minister, Dennis Nocton, once went to a Fine Gael parliamentary party meeting on the question of broadband. Now, he was a former Fine Gael man himself. But I spoke to a number of the Fine Gael TDs and senators after. Basically, Minister O'Brien gave a 10-minute presentation. There were some questions and answers, but one described it to me as smooth. Another said, very civilised. So I guess you can see that the government parties are hanging together on this one, even if it is controversial. So, I mean, it seemed to work out well. He sent out a couple of signals. One of the signals was that he wants to take on short-term letting, and now is a good time to do it, given there wasn't tourism arriving into Ireland, you know, things like Airbnb. But it was a signal without the detail. I think we're going to have to wait to see what regulation actually finally comes forward.
And also Leo Varadkar, in his letter to his parliamentary party, giving his backing to a levy on vacant homes.
Yeah, I mean, Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader, was heading over to Brussels for a meeting. So he sent an email to the Fine Gael TDs, senators and MEPs who were going to their parliamentary party meeting. And once again, he was trying to send a signal of intent that, you know, the stamp duty measure was only one thing that they were considering, particularly when it came to first-time buyers. And I've seen a copy of that email, and he goes on to say, "I think we will need to re-examine the role of approved housing bodies and local authorities, which will continue to be allowed to bulk buy housing estates, and look again at a vacant home tax and examine long-term lease arrangements where the asset does not revert to the state or the occupant at the end of the lease." So once again, a headline, a signal to the party, a signal of intent about what they were going to do, but not, we didn't get into the detail of how he was going to do it.
Mm-hmm. And indeed, Owen Murphy, when he was housing minister, didn't he look at it at one stage, and the conclusion was that there wasn't the low-hanging fruit there they had anticipated, so we'll see what developments come there. Another big problem for government, the issue of aviation and a plan on reopening international travel. When will we see the details?
Well, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said that there's going to be what he called a comprehensive statement next week coming from government on the easing of COVID-19 restrictions over June and July and how they will affect travel and aviation and entertainment and sport. Now, we knew that an announcement was going to be coming up at the end of May to signal what was going to happen in June, and we knew that there was a number of measures which were going to be contained in that. For example, outdoor service would be resuming when it came to restaurants and bars, gyms and pools were going to be reopening, and people were going to be able to have visitors from one other household inside their home. So those were the measures that had been flagged. But it was interesting that Minister or Taoiseach Micheál Martin was to go so hard on the question of travel and aviation. He told his parliamentary party meeting that there was a necessity to restore travel and aviation. And he said substantive work on the issue of mandatory hotel quarantine, which is obviously connected, was also proceeding. And he also raised, from his point of view, that the EU digital certificate would provide what he called a framework to get travel back again. And he said that we'd be in a different space with vaccination, and as a small open economy, aviation is really important. So once again, clearly with the backdrop of decisions from Aer Lingus, and when it came to the question of Shannon, he was clearly trying to signal that the government was going to be able to move on this. But once again, we didn't get exact detail of when it came to Irish airports, what exactly he could do.
All right, Paul, thank you for that. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, on the latest developments in politics.